Welcome to Red Pen Radio. I'm your host, Michael Domingo. Thanks for downloading and listening to the show. Here's what we'll cover in this post-holiday episode for the week of December 1st. IE8 coming in early 09. Borrow to replace OneCare. Exchange and SharePoint become online services. And rumors swirl about Microsoft offering $20 million for Yahoo Search. We'll head to the news from Redmond right after this quick musical interlude. Welcome back, and thanks for listening to Redmond Radio, the weekly podcast roundup of Microsoft news and other IT happenings. I'm your host, Michael Domingo, and I'd like to thank everyone who downloads or streams this show or shares it with others. And I do hope you had a happy holiday weekend. I got fatter last week, and as you can tell, I'm going through my yearly laryngitis episode, so I hope you can bear with me as we go through this week's news. Let's jump right into it. Microsoft's Internet Explorer 8 apparently will have its product debut sometime next year, according to an announcement released right before the holiday weekend by the company. The web browser is currently available as IE8 Beta 2, and Microsoft hopes to get some more feedback from the public and technical community before finalizing it. A blog post by Dean Hashamovich, Microsoft's general manager of Internet Explorer, laid out a timeline for IE8's release. The release candidate version of IE8 will be available in the first quarter of 2009, he wrote, marking the end of the beta period. After getting final feedback on the RC version, Microsoft plans to release the final product. Hashamovich didn't provide a specific date. However, the time between RC and product release can be short. In the case of Silverlight, Microsoft's multimedia solution, it took just 17 days to go from RC to product release. Microsoft executive Stephen Elop last Monday announced two hosted solutions from Microsoft, Exchange Online and SharePoint Online, which are now available to organizations of all sizes in the U.S. market. The software, paid for by annual subscriptions, is hosted on Microsoft's servers and supported by Microsoft's channel partners. The services previously were accessible at the beta level. Microsoft is now spotlighting their general U.S. public availability as part of its overall software plus services strategy. The company has already sold more than 500,000 seats for Microsoft Online services in the past year, according to Microsoft's announcement. This public launch comes after Microsoft's announcement of the Windows Azure Cloud Operating System and Azure Services Platform at its PDC conference late last month. Those announcements suggested a company shift by Microsoft toward building up its services capabilities. Elop told an audience at the San Francisco launch event last week that eventually all Microsoft web-based technology will be delivered from this foundation. Despite the buzz around Azure, Exchange Online and SharePoint Online currently are not offered from the Azure Services Platform, according to an article by veteran Microsoft watcher Mary Jo Foley. Moreover, she cited a Forrester research study indicating that what Microsoft is offering today is not full-featured versions of Exchange or SharePoint. Users wanting the full solutions can get the on-premises installed versions running on a server. Pricing for the online services is based on pricing levels associated with the number of users in an organization. Microsoft is promoting a business productivity online standard suite that starts from $15 per user per month. The suite includes Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, Office Communications Online, and Office Live Meeting, according to a Microsoft Online Services pricing page. Microsoft exec Kirill Tatarinov last week at a conference in Denmark described some new features to expect in the forthcoming Microsoft Dynamics NAV 2009 Enterprise Resource Planning solution. The NAV 2009 product, designed for small to medium businesses, is expected to be available on December 1st in a number of countries. Tatarinov emphasized the user experience in Microsoft Dynamics NAV 2009, with NAV having a look and feel just like Office. He also described how the product features an upgraded roles capability, letting users see screens related to their job functions. The product, he said, will ship with 21 pre-configured roles, with roles customizable or expandable by Microsoft partners. NAV 2009 also features integration with SQL Server 2008 and incorporation of pre-integrated interfaces. Tatarinov said at some point, NAV 2009 and other Dynamics products will be integrated with Windows Essential Business Server. Dynamics NAV is expected to ship this week in several countries. Redmond is rolling out a free antivirus software program for consumers that will compete with products made by Symantec and McAfee. Codenamed Morrow, the AV app is expected to be available by the end of 2009. Microsoft said it also plans to phase out Windows Live OneCare, its subscription-based security and PC maintenance service. Morrow's release will protect a greater number of consumers, according to Microsoft's announcement. Critics, including competitors, see this as the death of Windows Live OneCare, rather than the birth of something new. The software giant said in its announcement that Windows Live OneCare will continue to be sold for Windows XP and Vista at retail through June 30, 2009. Microsoft describes Morrow as utilizing less system resources than its OneCare predecessor, and it will have fewer features as well. It's designed to protect PCs that don't really have antivirus programs installed. Gone are the process management and backup capabilities that came with OneCare. In related news, Windows Vista may have a potential buffer overflow security problem, according to researchers at enterprise security firm Phion. On Friday, the researchers described an exploit involving the IPHLPAPI.dll application programming interface. The researchers passed illegal prefix length values to routing tables using the create IP forward entry 2 method. It corrupted Vista's kernel space memory, they explained. The team had used a program to corrupt Vista's memory, and however, they also tried passing illegal values using the route add command and got the same results. The problem affects security at the client level and could enable code injection, according to Thomas Unterlichner, a member of Phion's research team. However, the exploit requires administrative privileges to carry it out. A spokesperson for the Microsoft Security Response Center said in an email response that they were unaware of any effects on customers. Phion first informed Microsoft of the problem on October 22nd. The Microsoft spokesperson did not say when the company planned to issue a fix, but Unterlichner told ZDNet UK that Microsoft will ship a fix for this exploit with the next Vista service pack. The exploit affected Vista Enterprise and Vista Ultimate Editions, but it likely affects other Vista versions, Unterlichner wrote. XP is not subject to this buffer overflow security problem. Microsoft is seeing an increase in the number of malware attacks exploiting a security hole supposedly addressed by a recent patch. The problem stems from a worm dubbed win32/configure-a. The worm will propagate on random computers in an affected Windows-based network. Redmond's concerns had prompted the company to issue an out-of-band patch to address the problem in late October. The security hole and Microsoft's related fix centers on remote procedure call technology. What's unique about this RPC vulnerability is that subroutines can be executed without programmer interference and allows an almost automatic remote interaction between CPUs in a shared processing environment. One security expert maintained that there is little to be concerned about unless your system is unpatched. Randy Abrams, Director of Technical Education at security firm ESET, explained that there are several mitigations, including disabling file and printer sharing, that can be done. Abrams also suggests that the proper use of firewalls wouldn't hurt either. Microsoft is hiring a member of Yahoo's search team, who is considered to be a key engineering asset. Sean Suchter, Yahoo's Vice President of Search Technology, resigned from Yahoo last Wednesday and will join the Microsoft Live search team. Suchter will start work at Microsoft's Silicon Valley Search Technology Center on December 22nd, according to a statement obtained by Mary Jo Foley and attributed to Satya Nadella, Microsoft's Senior VP of Search, Portal, and Advertising. Suchter's departure from Yahoo was reported on Wednesday by ValleyWag, which published a letter to the Yahoo search team from Tuuk Long, Yahoo's Senior Vice President of Search Worldwide. The letter confirms Suchter's resignation and renews the call for Yahoo to compete against Google in the search advertising market. ValleyWag's source called the loss of Suchter the end for Yahoo Search, describing him as a key executive. If Microsoft has convinced him to leave and join them, they won't need to buy Yahoo Search, the tipster said. Suchter's resignation, coincidentally, comes 2 days after Yahoo announced that Jerry Yang will be stepping down as Yahoo CEO. The company also announced a plan to cut around 1,500 people after experiencing a flat third quarter. And that leads to our final news item this week. According to a report published Saturday by the Times of London, Microsoft and Yahoo have agreed to broad terms of a deal that would give Microsoft Yahoo's search business for $20 billion. Reporter John Waples described the deal as complex. Microsoft would have a 10-year operating agreement for Yahoo Search, would participate in the company's management structure, and acquire 30% of Yahoo overall. Neither company has commented publicly on the report as of press time. Kara Swisher with All Things D reported on Sunday that her sources from both companies scoffed at the article, saying that the companies haven't even been talking. And Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has declared in numerous discussions since the failed talks that Redmond was done with all of these acquisition discussions with Yahoo. And believe it or not, that's this week's episode of Redmond Radio. I'm Michael Domingo, and I'd like to thank all you listeners who continue to support Redmond Radio by streaming and downloading this program, and especially those who pass this show on to their colleagues. See you here next week.